Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Let's give in God's presence, Luke chapter 18. Thank you, choir. Thank you. God bless you. Luke 18. From verse 1 to 8. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. And why he refused, but for a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? Leave that verse 6 to 7 on the screen and give me in New King James Version. Oh, King James. King James will be okay. Give me King James. And God said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? In the sight of God, vengeance is right, depending on the whom the person avenging. In Romans chapter 12 verse 19, God makes us to know who is supposed to avenge and who is not supposed to do so. Romans 12:19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, for rather give place unto wrath. For it is written in Deuteronomy 32:35, vengeance is mine, I will repay. I didn't say you should open it. I was just showing them where it is. And you can see it there. To me belongs vengeance. Take me back to where I was. Romans 12:19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. The Lord is saying, vengeance is good, but vengeance is good when it is the Lord that is avenging. Man has no capacity and the ability to avenge rightly. When we men avenge, they avenge lower or higher than the punishment. And vengeance is a waste of time because we are human and we make mistakes also. So teeth for tat, you slap me, I slap you. You an eye for an eye makes everybody on the in the world to be blind. So God is saying, for you as a human being, I have not given you the power and the authority to avenge. Vengeance is God's job specification. And when you want vengeance, you commit it into the hand of the Lord. The way the widow came before the Lord. The widow was weak, helpless, hopeless. The widow represents anybody that is hopeless, that is weak, that is helpless, that have done every other thing that he can do. And help has not located him. A widow represents anyone that is disadvantaged and has been taken advantage of. The widow represents anyone that is weak, anyone that lacks help, anyone that has no one to run to. All those people, including us, desired vengeance. But the widow did something very important. He ran to the only one that can give vengeance. That is why even on earth, they will tell you, don't take the law into your own hands. That's why they say, if you do jungle justice, they will carry everybody and punish them. Even though the person stole, even though the person killed your brother, if you kill the person, they will kill you also. Because there are judges on earth representing the law and representing God, whose job specification is to do justice. It is not your job specification to avenge. It is God's job specification. So God is not saying there is no vengeance. God is saying there is vengeance. But I am the only one that can avenge. I am the only one that have the power, the capacity, the ability to avenge rightly, equally, in the right measure. He is the only one. And he wants us to leave vengeance to him. That is one. Number two is for you to know that the world is wicked. Wickedness is rampant in the world. Wickedness is normal in the world. And if God does not judge and arise in vengeance, wickedness will continue. And it will be as if God is not fair. When God does not come with vengeance, when God does not come with justice, when God does not come and judge, most of the time, when we look at issues in life, we say, God, life is not fair. Sometimes we want to say God is not fair. Because we are afraid, we just say life is not fair. But indirectly, we are saying God that created life, he is the one that is not fair. So when there is no vengeance, it always looks as if life is not fair. But God is a God of justice. He is a God that gives appropriate vengeance. And he is ready to avenge us of our adversary and to right every wrong that has been done against us. Don't right your own wrong. You don't have the power to do it. It is God that has the power to right every wrong that has been done against us. So God knows also, and we also know, that if God does not come with vengeance, our struggles and our troubles continue. If God does not come with vengeance, the enemy will continue ruling. If God will not come with vengeance, the devil will come back again. When the devil strikes once and there is no vengeance of the Lord, he comes back again. He took James. There was no vengeance. He came back again. So most of the time in our life, when the devil strikes at a place and there is no vengeance, and we just cry and sorrow and weep and go to sleep, he comes again and takes it. Because the devil is a bully. He always comes against people that are weak to take away from them. Always. He's always interested in taking away from us. So if there is no vengeance, the devil will take everything that we have in our hand. And I told them in the first service that stories, histories of people that we hear as pastors makes us to get angry sometimes. Like I've been angry in the past 1 week to say, God, come and avenge. Come and avenge. Come and avenge. There are some stories you hear as a pastor. If there's somebody else that is telling you, you will say it's a lie. The world is not this tough. The world is not this wicked. The world is not this. The world is not that. You will say different kind of things. In fact, before I came into the service now, I was listening to somebody's story and it made me more annoyed at the devil. If there is no vengeance, we'll be in trouble. But there is good news. God is ready to avenge us of our enemies and give us peace. If there is no vengeance, we can't have rest. If there is no vengeance, we can't have peace. If God does not come and fight for us, there will be no headway for us in life. Men have worked hard. Men have struggled. They have nothing to show for it. They have cried. They have wept. They have fasted. They have done everything doable. They have read. They have done masters. They have done certifications. They have done professional qualifications. They have it all. Everything humanly possible for a man to have a good life. They have done it, but they don't have a good life. Vengeance must speak. If vengeance does not speak, that person will not go anywhere. That is why God must always come with vengeance. God has a destiny for you. He has a kind of life he wants you to live. He has tailored it, made for you. He has structured it for you. But the enemy has come and said, you will not have that kind of life. God will not be fair if he created you for a particular kind of destiny, a particular kind of life, and one year yet devil, one year yet witch, one year yet power, from nowhere hiding in darkness, rises up and says, you will not do it. If God does not arise to judge them, God is not fair. And God is a fair God, and he wants to arise by judgment. We know God is merciful. We know God is gracious. We know God is holy. We know God is good. But in vengeance, vengeance is God's goodness to his children. Listen. If a dog wants to attack my daughter or my son, what will I do? If I rise against the dog and shoot the dog, I am not wicked. I am being good to my children that the dog wanted to attack. It's my mercy and my love towards my children that makes me attack the dog. So when God destroys your enemy, it is not wickedness of God. It is the love of God for you that makes me avenge your enemy. Are we here? Do you understand? Mercy shows favor to you whom you like, and show war and destruction to people that you hate, in protection of the people that you like. Are we here? The mercy of God includes the vengeance of God. If you read Psalm 136, you will see God is good and his tender mercies endures forever. The one that parted the Red Sea, for he is good and his tender mercies endure. The one that killed the firstborn of Pharaoh, he is good and his tender mercies. In the family of Pharaoh, they say God is terrible, God is bad. Then in Egypt, who is your God? In Israel, who God is your God? They will say, you delivered us from the... So God is about to arise and deliver you by vengeance. Vengeance is God showing love to you, but showing his terribleness in the midst of the enemy. And you know what? The enemy does not stop coming until he is stopped. We are here for people that have fasted and prayed and done everything, and it has not worked. We are here to call upon the God of all vengeance to avenge us, to help us, to help us, to help us. Lift your two hands up to him. God of vengeance, help me today. Can I hear you pray to him? God of vengeance, God of all vengeance, help me today. Help me. Talk to him. Let's talk to him. God of vengeance, help me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I'm just continuing from the second service. The vengeance of God disgraces the enemy. Acts 13, 8 to 12. God sent Paul and Barnabas to go and preach. They were somewhere preaching. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is the interpretation of his name, withstood them. Has God given you an assignment, a work to do? Has he given you a job? Has God given you a business? Has God given you something to sell? I didn't say it's not your husband that gave you the money. But your husband is not your source. God is your source. He used your husband for you. So the business you started is God that started it for you. Are we still here? Has God given you a business to do, a shop to run? Is there an opposition? There was a work given to Paul and Barnabas. There was a man called Elymas that withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the pit. Withstood them, seeking to take away their customer. We sue them, they're seeking to prevent their promotion. We sue them, seeking to take away their happiness. Verse 9. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost. That is what I want you to be today. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Set his eye on him. Filled with the Holy Ghost. We will set our heart and our eyes on the problem, and we will begin to make declarations of God's vengeance. And he said, full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of devil, thou enemy of righteousness, wilt thou not cease to perfect the right ways of God? Verse 11. And now, behold,
The hand of the Lord is upon thee,
and you shall be blind. Vengeance.
Not seeing
the sun for a season. And immediately, there fell on him a mist and a darkness. And he went about seeking some to lead him. When the vengeance of God comes, the punishment of God comes, the justice of the Lord comes, it disgraces the enemy openly. Jesus made an open show of the devil. And this morning, as we pray, he will disgrace every opposition, every barrier, every enemy stopping you in the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. God of vengeance, fight for me. Can I hear you pray? God of vengeance, fight for me. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, one of the terrible things in life is that it's easy for people to accept pity than to ask God to help them. It's easy for people to accept pity than to ask God to help them. So when a man is sick and is in the hospital, in his mind, he's marking a register. Fumi came. Aduke came. Samson came. Where is Patricia? Where is Patience? The energy is you supposed to use to pray for healing. He's using it to take register. Mark register. Who has not come? He prefers to be in the hospital for a long time, as long as people keep coming. And they bring glucose. And bring... That church is a loving church. Yeah, they love one another. It is good to do those things. But it is better to be healed. When you are sick and it is registered, or people that came to your house or did not come, that you are marking, I pity you. You are looking for pity in life. You are not looking for healing. Men don't know what they need when they are in situations. So in the midst of that problem, he is adding problem to it. I will revenge. I will avenge. He did not come. He did not like me. And he will not give the person an opportunity to explain himself. Maybe at that time he was also sick, more sick. Is there anything that's called sicker? Sicker than you. He is iller than your illness. Iller than you. I don't know about that. That person needs your prayer at that time, but you are thinking, he did not come. What do you need? Many people prefer pity to vengeance. That's why they are always, when you're on the hospital bed, when you're supposed to be crying, oh God, help me. They are saying, oh, Chinedu, visit me. Oh, Chinedu, visit me. After all I've done for them in the choir, I did not come for one day. Nobody asked of me. Now then send you come choir. You don't know why you are there then. I'm saying we should not do right things. But I'm saying our service should not be dependent on what people do or what people do not do. Are we here? Stop wasting the time you need to pray for vengeance with pity. You either choose one. Pity will come to your house in Muko, in Jabu, every day. We'll bring glucose. We will leave. At midnight, you will have the pain. You will cough. The thing will be hitting you. Is that the one you want? I don't know how I got here, but I'm here. Stop looking for pity when vengeance can solve your problem. Are we here today? I pray for you. Let the God of vengeance appear in your situation and give you peace, and give you rest, and give you peace, and give you rest. Any third party in your marriage, any third party in your marriage, taking away peace, causing dissatisfaction, causing disunity in your family, let the God of vengeance visit them. In the name of Jesus. So vengeance disgraces the enemy. And we should seek the right things when we are weak, when we are down. The widow was not looking at, Baba Shegu did not join me to go to court. Mama Tinedu did not meet me in court. She was in court, focused on the church. Be in the place of prayer, focus on your God. Stop thinking about who is with you or who is not with you. God is with you, and that settles the matter. Is God enough for you? Or you want God? I'm a matching it. Is a matching it in church? God of vengeance, won my battle for me. God of miracles, has won my battle for me.
God of vengeance has won my battles for me. I'm a winner man. He has won my battles for me. I'm a winner man. I
won my battles. 1 Corinthians 16:9. We need vengeance of God. You see, there are some times that God opens the door for us, and the enemy is there. Listen, look at this. For a wide door for effective work has been opened for me. For a wide door for great promotion has been opened for me. For a wide door for great profits has been opened for me. And there are many. It didn't say there are adversaries. It said there are many adversaries. Listen. The Bible did not say the doors are closed. There are two, there are different things. There are doors that are closed. I hope the camera can get me. Okay, look at this door. This door is open. There's nothing wrong with this door. But my friend, Ibrahim, please stand in front of this door. Block the door. Ibrahim looks like somebody that can block the door. Okay, look at this. The door has been opened. But there's an emergency. If I want to go, please stop me. I want to go. Can see. It is not that God has not opened the door. It is that there is an adversary. If God does not avenge us of this adversary, we can't go through the door he has opened. So sometimes when we are praying, God, open the door. He looks at us, I have opened the door. Deal with the adversary. Son, daughter, I have opened the door. Deal with the adversary. So when there is no vengeance, our open doors are blocked by the adversary. We don't know the particular thing the widow was asking for, but the widow gave us a prototype to handle these issues. And it's a simple prayer that he prayed that can resolve all these issues. He said, oh God, he said, George, avenge me of my adversary. So if the adversary is in the marriage, is in the work, if it's your in-law, if it's your father, if it's your mother, whoever it is, as long as it's adversary, and adversary means opposition, it means enemy, it means a person that rises against, whatever name they bear, wherever they stay, whichever family they come from, as long as you pray, avenge my adversary. God knows who the adversary is and goes to sort it out. That is one of the reasons why you must not avenge, because who you think is your enemy might not be the real enemy. In fact, the person advising you might be the real enemy. So when we pray this kind of prayer, whether the person is by your side, or by your left, or by your right, the Lord judges them. I've shared with you a story that a pastor shared while he was preaching about praying at a place of counseling one day. And a sister that was a member of the pastor's church brought a woman to him. And what was the story of the woman? The story of the woman was a pastor, I've had like 6 miscarriages. And now I'm pregnant again. He said, whenever I am a 30 months pregnant, I have a dream. And a cow comes and hits my stomach. And I'm pregnant again. I'm about to reach that month. And my friend, my good friend here, decided to bring me to you. And the pastor prayed with me for her and said, rock, he said, go home and pray. Say, rock of ages, appear, destroy every enemy that rises up against me. So he gave, prayed for her and gave her the prayer point. As they were going, the pastor called the church member that brought the person and told him, the thing you used to do, stop doing it. He said, do you understand? The woman said, yes. He said, go. So they went. And the woman was praying that prayer every night. One prayer point. You know, it is you that pray one prayer point and you get tired. It's because you don't have problem. When the thing hook you, you can pray one prayer point for 18 hours and not change it. The one where we raise prayer point, 30 seconds, you're already going down. They make them change the prayer point now. You never know anything. Jacob, when he heard the angel, I will not leave you until you bless me. That was for 6 hours, one prayer. I will not let you go until you... Now, raise your hand up. Say the when you say 30 seconds, your hand starts coming down. The thing never woke you. The man, woman was praying that only prayer point. And then one night, he had a dream of the cow coming again, about to hit her, and she started that prayer point. Oh God, rock of ages, appeared in my situation. So when the cow wanted to hit this woman's stomach, a rock appeared between the stomach and the head of the cow, and the cow hit the rock. In the morning, this woman was called. The woman that took her to church, on their bed, they saw all her head scattered, filled with blood, dead on the bed. He was the one that took him to the place of solution, but it was a problem. Your adversary, you don't know. It is only God that knows who the adversary is. So when you pray prayer of vengeance with somebody's name in your mind, you are very stupid. Because the adversary will make you think it's somebody else. You will leave him. So what we are praying today is, God, avenge me of my adversary. No name, no thinking, whoever it is, wherever it is, we just give them 7 days and see God do mighty things. Are we here? Are we here? That he took you to the hospital does not mean he's in the adversary. My father in the Lord, when we go to shop, we had a member of the church that was in labor for over like 36 hours in labor. Our reverend has been here to preach. He went to the hospital. I went to pray for the woman. As he prayed for the woman, he was going out, and the Lord said, ask for the woman's in-law. So he left the hospital. When he was going, he said, he asked, where is mama? He said, mama was there. He went to her. He said, mama, stand up. Mama said, no, I'm not going. He said, mama, stand up. Mama, stand up. Mama, stand up. Mama said, no, I'm not. Stand up. I command you, stand up. Mama stood up. Under the dish was a cloth that mama has wrapped, and he was seated. When mama stood up, like 3 minutes later, he heard the sound of a baby crying. Mama was seated. It was mama that took her to hospital, but mama sat on something. That he took you to the place of solution does not mean he's not the adversary. The thing where my eyes see, I know if he talk. I know if he talk many. I know if he talk. There are many things we talk in code. Beware. Beware. We just come. Beware. Be this. We know. If you are a wise African child, you understand. If a pastor comes to you and says, be careful. Beware. Be this. You should know. It is not everything that will open my mouth. I'm a Yoruba boy. I don't see everything I see. But my responsibility as a pastor makes me want to explain some things in code. If you are wise enough to understand the code, the better for you. If you are stupid enough to want to continue your feelings, now your wala, we are here to pray for you. But you will bear the pain and the suffering. Our own is to pray. Your own is to go through the pain if you disobey God's instruction. And I enjoy that kind of prayer. May the God of vengeance arise and fight for you. In the name of Jesus. Luke 18:3. Before Luke 18:3, which we'll take, let's just look. I want to let you know, for there are days and seasons that God has earmarked for vengeance. And in our church, the Lord has earmarked this season for vengeance. So today is a day of vengeance. Isaiah 34 verse 8. Isaiah 34 verse 8. 34, not 31. Isaiah 34 verse 8. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause of Zion, for the cause of the church, for the cause of his students. He has a day and a year he has set aside for vengeance. And he has set today aside for vengeance. And that's what he brought you here for. Are we here? Jeremiah 46 verse 10. Jeremiah 46 verse 10. But today is the day of the Lord God of hosts. A day of vengeance to avenge himself of his foes. The sword shall devour and be sated and drunk its fill of the blood. For the Lord God of hosts holds a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. It is the day of God's vengeance. Listen to me. When it is the day of God's vengeance, it's not your ability to pray. Whatever you pray works. Hello, are we here? When it is the day of God's vengeance, mercy speaks. However you pray, it works. And it is the day of God's vengeance. Let's go back and see what the prayer of the widow was. And we go and we pray shortly. Luke 18 from verse 3. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, can we read that? Let's go. Give me justice against. Can I say, oh Lord, give me justice against my adversary? Say that, let me hear you. Say that, let me hear you. We did not read anywhere that the widow said any other thing. The only thing she said when she continued to come is, oh God, give me justice again. Give me different translations for us to know what he was saying. Another translation. Okay, let's go. Protect and defend and give me. Where has he taken it to? Let's go. Protect and defend and give me justice against. So, in avenging, God is protecting you. In avenging, God is defending you. In avenging, God is fighting the enemy. Do we understand? Can I say, oh God, arise, protect, defend, and give me justice against my adversary. Arise, protect, defend, and give me justice against my adversary. In the name of Jesus. Another translation. Let's have like three or four more quickly. Okay, look at this. He said, what? Help me against my. Can I hear you? Read, let me hear you. Can we pray that? Say, oh Lord my God, help me against my opponent. Oh Lord my God, help me against the competitor. Oh Lord my God, help me against the opponent. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have shared with you in the days of ignorance of my parents, because before my mom became a lioness in the place of prayer, when 1979, when we were in Accra, and J.J. Rawlings became president, came to the market and demolished the most popular market in Accra. It was called Mokola Market. There is number one, number two. Let me not go into that. Long story short, when the market was demolished, our neighbor's shop, one of them, Python, was found in the shop. One of them, black cats were jumping out of it. Another place, what do we call it? Eyele, what is Eyele? Pigeon were found. But we were all in the same market. We didn't know everybody carried those kind of things. But we would just come to market. Oh yeah, you people. Jesus, as you have come today, bless your work. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You people can go to school. Python, cats, pigeon. We are doing it today. Continue doing like this, yeah? Your prayer, let it not be more than this. Between fine girl, you spend more time doing your hair than praying. You will meet it there. Where you are making your hair, you can pray, sir. We didn't know there were competitors, there were opponents, and we were selling the same thing. No wonder sometimes you will come and see that everybody will be entering different shop, they will not come to your own. You will feel like going to drag them. Oh Lord, help me against my opponent. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh Lord, help me against my opponent. Help me against the adversary. Oh Lord, help me against my opponent. Against the adversary. Oh Lord, help me against my opponent. Against the adversary. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Your office is not small, sir. You are only four. It is not small. You are five. It is not small. Ah, your own is 7,000. Ah. Come and see promotion exam. Ah. Some people travel because of that. They consult and unconsult. They bind some people. They slip off. They go there. They can't remember anything. They are your colleagues in the office. In fact, he's your best friend. Civil service. Ah. Thank God. God took me to public service. So I wouldn't have understood life like I understand it now. Ah. I grew up in the market. I thought I understand everything. I did private sector. I thought I understand everything. Until I enter public sector. Now here I discover, say, life are in sizes, different stages, different enemy, different things. But I pray that the Lord will arise and avenge you of your enemies. He will arise and avenge you in the marketplace. He will arise and avenge you in your place of work. He will arise and avenge you in your village. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, oh God, arise, avenge me of the enemy. In the name of, can we pray, avenge me of the adversary. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I've once worked in an office where after some years in the office, there was a person that misunderstood me, that very different things about me. And then he was transferred to my office. We were like neighbors, so we started talking. Oh, and the guy fell in love with me and started sharing many stories with me. I said, do you know, sir, one time somebody went to so-so-so and so state and said he wants to capture the MD's office. And when he got there, he was told that the MD office is already captured. Darkness covers it. Nobody can take away that darkness. If you want another thing, ask, and I will do for you. The MD office, they don't carry the place. So the MD is playing big man, but he's being remote controlled by small people because he has been captured totally. If the MD is your father or your husband, when you ask him for something, he will go and ask somebody, the person that has captured the office, he will go and ask the person and say, should I do it for me? So working out does not matter again. The person that has captured the office is the one that you seek his favor. He will do, the MD will do everything for you. May God not make you MD by name. Are you here? I say some things to open up what is happening to you, for you to have a better understanding. I pray for everyone here. In your place of work, let the Lord arise and avenge you of the adversary. Lift your hands and say, oh God, arise! In whatever my hands find to do, arise! Avenge me of my adversary! Arise, 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 arise! Avenge me of my adversary! Arise and avenge me of my adversary! Arise! Arise! And avenge me of my adversary! In Jesus' mighty name, We have, can we all stand up on our feet? And let's just do some prayers quickly. Let's just do some prayer. Three main prayers. That we are going to take time to pray. Lift your hands up. Say, oh Lord. Say, arise. Visit my village and avenge me of my adversary. Can you pray? Visit my village. Visit my hometown. Arise by your power in your anger. Visit my hometown and avenge me of my adversary. Oh God, arise. Arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to accept all you are doing. I'm not going to accept it. Lift your two hands up. Say, oh Lord, arise. Visit my hometown. You know the place. Listen, if you are married and the hometown of your husband is different from yours, you are going to mention your hometown. You are going to mention your husband's hometown. Vice versa. If you are married, mention the two hometowns. If you are in the same hometown like me, the better. I hope everybody knows the hometown of their... I am not using village because some of us are not from the village. I am from Ogbomosho, not a village. You are from a village. Are we here? Lift your hand up. Say, oh God, arise. Visit Ogbomosho and avenge me of my enemies. Arise. Arise, visit, and avenge me of my enemies. Arise, visit. And avenge me of my enemies. Mention the two towns. Mention the two villages. Arise. Visit by your sword. And avenge me of my enemies. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. We are doing well. We are warming up. Lift your two hands up again. You are going to mention your father's house and your husband's house. If you are married, your father's house. Oh, Lord, arise. Visit also and so please. Visit my husband's father's house. Visit my husband's house and avenge me of my adversary. Lift your two hands up. Say, oh, God, arise. Arise in your anger. Arise by your sword. Arise with vengeance. Oh, God of vengeance. Arise. Visit my father's house. Visit my husband's house. Avenge me of my enemies. Arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, sometimes the battle confuses you. It just confuses. When the battle is confusing, this is the prayer that sorts it. You don't want to know the battle. You don't want to know the confusion. You don't want to know the adversary. What you want to know is the God of vengeance and that there's an adversary. And what you want to know is that there must be a vengeance. This solves confusing battles. Let's pray. Lift your two hands up. Are you here? Okay, let's take this one. Oh God, arise, appear in my dream. God of vengeance, arise, go to my dream and destroy every enemy arisen against me there. Can we pray? Oh God, arise, appear in my dream, avenge me of every adversary, of every enemy. Arise. Arise in my dream and avenge me of every adversary. Arise. Arise in my dream. Oh Lord, arise in my dream and avenge me of every enemy. Arise. In my dream. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. When I had not really understood spiritual warfare, I was a member of a church where a notable member of the church was about to die. And she knew she was going to die. Why? She had a dream. And according to her, her dreams always come to pass. So when she had the dream, she gave up, she was going to die. Even the people praying with her, she has told them not to bother. And she died. Ah. When I understood spiritual warfare, under my ministry, it can never happen. If you like, I have 30 dreams that come to pass. If it's a dream on calamity of any member of my church, it shall not come to pass. Or it will come to pass in the life of a dreamer. I don't care. If I have a dream, it will come to pass. Are you God? Who is it that speaketh and cometh back when the Lord says, who are you? Who are you? Who is deceiving you? That makes you have the final say over people's life. Maybe your life, you can have that. I had a dream about mommy something. And when I have a dream, something. Shut up. When you have weak dream. Weak dream. Which manipulation? You want to use your dream to kill my church members? God forbid. Do you understand? Don't glory in having negative dreams that come to pass. It makes you an agent of darkness. We have had many people that had dreams and it happens physically. But today, the Lord will arise and avenge every adversary in your dreams. Lift your two hands up. Say, oh God, arise! Avenge me of every adversary appearing in my dream. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, arise, arise! Arise, arise! Avenge me, avenge me! Of every enemy, every adversary appearing in my dream. Oh God, arise! Arise, 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 arise! Arise and avenge me of every enemy. Arise and avenge me of every enemy appearing in my dream. Every enemy appearing in my dream. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. There are most of us here that when something good is about to happen, we have a dream. Some of you have not discovered it today. Because you are not sensitive. Some have discovered, that's why we are able to pray for them. But some have never discovered that whenever something good is about to happen and they are expecting something, they have a dream of seeing an old dead relative. They have a dream of somebody coming to kiss them or sleep with them. They have a dream of finding themselves in the old village, in an old house, and it happens. They don't know. They just wake up and say, this dream again. That dream is the source of your calamity, and you wake up and say, this dream again. I come by grace and I decree, let the Lord arise and avenge you of every adversary in your dream. Let them perish. 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 In the name of Jesus. Any dream that is a trigger of evil, that when you have it, an evil to happen today, that dream criminal, that evil power that is bringing about that dream, let them perish suddenly. Let the reign of God's anger be upon them. Let the Lord avenge you of every wickedness in your dream. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. Say, oh God, check my life. Check my destiny. And avenge me of every adversary you find there. Every adversary, every enemy you find in my life, in my destiny. Avenge, avenge, avenge. Avenge, avenge. Oh God, arise by your mercy. Oh God of vengeance, arise, arise, arise. Check my life, check my destiny. Avenge me of every enemy you see in my life, in my body. Avenge me. Avenge me. Avenge me. Avenge me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. There was a time I was having a particular dream consistently. And I got annoyed. I prayed. I didn't even. What could be causing this now? And when that dream happened, many times I forget the dream. Something will be like an eraser. It will roll it. One day I said, this thing will not happen again. Every evil power in my dream, I handled it. And I had that dream again. when I had a dream, in the dream, I woke up in the dream and I saw somebody hiding. And I said, turn your face. And the person turned her face and I saw who the person is. It was somebody I knew very well that was giving a lift to. But that's something for another time. We are going to pray that the Lord will mark the enemy and strike them. Say, oh God of vengeance. Are you in church? Say, oh God of vengeance. Arise! Unmark the enemy. Remove their veil. Let your light shine in their darkness. Any darkness where they are hiding, let the light shine. Remove the disguise. Remove their mask. Remove their cover. Let their cover be blown. Let their protection be removed. Let the Lord make an open show of them. Let the vengeance of God locate them. 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 Unmask them. Let vengeance locate them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Luke 18:7. That will be my last prayer point, I think. But from experience, it might not be the last one. Now will God not judge in favor of his own people who cry to him day and night? Will he be slow to help them? I don't want that. Change it to another one. There's one that has feet in it. Haste. Can we go? Will he delay long over them? So God is saying, I'm no longer delaying. I'm no longer slow. Give me another translation. KJV. Won't he stick up for them? So God is rising up for you. New King James. NIV. NLT. Change this. Will he keep putting them off? He will not do that. There's a translation I have. I've forgotten which one he said. He said he will act on their behalf speedily. My last prayer point. Oh God, arise. Avenge me of my adversary speedily. Can I say speedily? Can I use this speedily? Say, oh God, arise. Say, God of vengeance, arise speedily. Avenge me of the adversary in the name of Jesus. Oh God of vengeance, arise speedily. 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 Arise speedily. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Stretch your two hands towards the altar. Whatever situation has taken away your peace, let the God of vengeance appear in that situation and avenge you. In the name of Jesus. Whatever situation has overwhelmed your life, is confusing you, you don't know the source of it, you don't know what to do about it, let the God of vengeance arise speedily and avenge you of your adversaries there. In the name of Jesus. Anybody that is older than you, that has occurred and occurred and occurred and occurred and occurred and you don't have the solution, you are at the right place now. Let the God of vengeance arise speedily and judge your enemies. Avenge you of your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Let the God of vengeance recover everything that you have lost. Restore everything you have lost. Let him give you rest. Let him give you peace. Let him make a way for you. In the name of Jesus. In the next 7 days, every enemy that refuses to let you go, let us look for them and no longer find them. In the name of Jesus. In the next 7 days, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the next 7 days, the wicked shall be no more. In the name of Jesus, every day of their life, let the Lord torment them. Let the vengeance of God come upon them. In the name of Jesus, every enemy that refuses to let you go,
Everything that came upon Pharaoh, let it arise and come upon them. In the name of Jesus, the God that judged Goliath, anyone boasting against you, let the Lord arise and avenge you. In the name of Jesus, every herald, an angel of the Lord struck the herald, and warmth came out of him alive. Anyone representing herald in your life against your breakthrough, that is an adversary, let the angel of death, let the angel of destruction strike them down. In the name of Jesus, wherever you have been held captive, let the God of vengeance arise and release you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. No more miscarriage. No more stillbirth. No more barrenness. No more miscarriage. No more stillbirth. No more barrenness. No more losses. No more working without result. In the name of Jesus, no more working without profit. In the name of Jesus, let the God of vengeance avenge you of your adversaries. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name. Great and mighty shall be your testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Can you stretch forth your hand there? Let the Lord fight your battles. Whatever situation is troubling you, let the Lord appear to them in your dream. Warn them. Destroy them. Take them away in the name of Jesus. Whatever is making you to cry, whatever is making people to blame you, whatever is confusing you, let the Lord of vengeance arise and avenge you of your adversary in the name of Jesus. May peace, may rest be your portion. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Avenge you of your enemies. Be gracious unto you. Lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.